Hello, guys. Happy Friday. Today is Friday, December 16, 2022. My goodness, we only have like, what, 2-3 weeks left of 2022? Yeah, that's it. Just 2 weeks left of 2022. So next weekend is Christmas. And normally I talk about Christmas when we get closer, but I feel like we need to talk about baby Jesus. We need to talk about the gift that he is. We'll be sprinkling some of that in there for next week's episodes. But today we are going to be doing some praying. We're going to bring it back in for this episode 231. And Fridays are made for prayer on this podcast. I just want to start it off with that, guys. Fridays, ever since we implemented Friday Prayer Wave, Fridays are meant for prayer on this podcast. If you need help, you should pray. We read these verses in James 5 in our last episode. And if you are dealing with pain, you need to pray. If you are sick, you need to pray. We need prayer. Prayer is the gateway to connecting with God. When you connect with God, you got to talk to him. How do you talk to him? Through prayer. So if you like to pray, if prayer is important in your daily Christian life, I encourage you to pray and to consider listening to all of our other 44 Friday prayer waves that we've had in the past. I'm praying that we continue this legacy of Friday prayer wave. And I'm praying that with every prayer that we have, it opens up a new door in your life. It allows you to connect much deeper, much closer to God, your Father, your Lord and Savior. And I'm praying that you choose to take these podcasts and share them with people that you love, with people who need prayer, with people that are talking about how great God is, about how they need to be connected to him more, that you just share this podcast with them. All right. So yeah, that's what I want to just let you guys know. We believe what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, that where two or three are gathered together as his followers, he is there with them. Okay. So me plus you, that's two people. That's all we need. God is here. He is going to listen to what we have to say on this Friday Prayer Wade episode. He is going to take over your atmosphere if you just open up your heart to him. If you just say, God, in this moment, in these next couple 15, 20 minutes, I want to pray to you. I want to be in this presence. I want to share with you what's going on. I want to meditate on what Stephanie is saying. And God, I want to pray so that it could be different moving forward. So that's what we're believing, and that's what we're doing. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for continuing to support us, to love us, and to pray for us, and to pray with us. All right, here we go. God, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you so much. Ooh, Lord, I rebuke this cough. And just stop. I rebuke this cough. I rebuke this cough. I rebuke this stuffy nose, Lord. I rebuke this sickness that I have, that I'm battling, God. Take it away from my body. Take it away from my spirit. Take it away from my mind, Lord. Allow me to breathe easily. Allow me to talk easily. And allow me, God, to just continue the ministry you have laid in my life, you have put in my heart. But God, yes, thank you for this Friday, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for setting us up for this moment. God, we give you this atmosphere wherever we are at, whether we're in the car or we are at home in our quiet space or we're at the gym. We give you this moment. We give you this space, Lord. We ask that you take over and you do what only your Holy Spirit can do, that you heal and you multiply and you prosper and you deliver and you restore in this moment, God. That as we are listening to this instrumental worship music, and as we are speaking through this podcast, that your Holy Spirit is covering us from head to toe, Lord. God, we thank you so much for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you so much because we are in the holiday spirit of celebrating who you are, of celebrating this huge sacrifice that you did for us, that you sent your Son as a human being in the form of a baby boy to be born in the most humblest way in a manger and wrapped up with nothing but his two parents and a bunch of animals in the back of an inn. God, we thank you because you have brought a savior to this earth. And for many of us, we have received him and we have allowed him to be Lord of our life, Lord. And for those who haven't taken that step yet, God, we ask that you continue to push us in the right direction so that we can surrender our life to you. So we can completely commit ourselves to what you want us to do. That not our will, but your will be done, God. God, we thank you so much for bringing family members that maybe we haven't spoken to in a long time, friends we haven't seen in a long time, and allowing this holiday season for us to come together, to be together, to celebrate the spirit of Christmas, which is you, the love that you've given us, the offering that you have given us, the joy and the peace and the happiness, Lord. God, I want to go ahead and I want to talk to you about Twitch. We mentioned about what happened to him last podcast episode. But God, I want to pray for his family, for his wife, and for his three children. I want to pray, God, that you give them strength and that they don't want to understand what their dad or what their husband went through. But they want to be able to say, you know what? God is in control and you're going to help us, God. You're going to heal our hurting hearts. You're going to restore our family and you're going to allow his legacy of his wisdom and his laughter and his love to move forward. His legacy of that joy and his spirit to continue to live in their lives, that they will have the positive and the good memories of what this man was in this family, God. That people who followed his career and people who made a mark in his life, that they can stand up and say, you know what? Twitch was an awesome man. Yes, he had issues, but that doesn't take away from how amazing he was. He brought people together with his dances. He brought people together with his laughter. He brought people together with just fun. God, I want to pray that you help this family out, Lord. That if they need assistance and they need help, God, they can get the correct help that they need from pastors, leaders, friends, family, counselors, anybody, God. God, I pray for anybody out there that is struggling because maybe they had a family member or friend that chose to do an end to their life, Lord. It is something that I pray nobody else has to deal with, but it is a serious situation that is occurring. And I'm seeing more and more people, younger and younger, choose to make this decision, God. I pray that if you are listening to the sound of my voice and you are struggling yourself during this holiday season, you feel like you're in pain, that you're lonely, that nobody understands you, I want you to know that God hears you, God sees you, and God loves you. That God made you, and he made you for a purpose, and now is not the time for you to be thinking that it is over and that you have the power to take away your life. I pray that somebody gives you a phone call, that somebody gives you a hug, that somebody tells you that they love you, that somebody reaches out and that you know that you can't make that decision, and the only decision you need to be doing is just opening your heart to God and just let God talk to you. God, I pray for people that may not be having these suicidal thoughts, but people that are just struggling. Even with the holiday season, they're having arguments about family. They're having arguments about their spouse. They can't live in a household where there's confusion and there's arguments, God. God, I pray for peace on their house, on their mind, and on their spirit and in their emotions, God. I pray that they could just say, you know what? I am blessed with certain things that a lot of people don't have. I am blessed with this family. I am blessed with this marriage. I am blessed with these children. I am blessed with this home. I am blessed with the amount of money that I have in my wallet or in my bank account. I am blessed. I pray, Lord, that they can be able to receive all of the good things that you have for them, Lord, because there are certain things that they have ready and waiting for them, and they don't have to wait till January 1st, 2023. They just need to wait for tomorrow. God, if we could just have a moment of thanksgiving and a genuine heart and a heart that is willing to give a tender ear, a shoulder to cry on. God, there are things in this world that we need to pick up right now, and they're not waiting for January 1st. They're waiting for tomorrow, and we just need to have faith enough. We need to have faith enough to believe that it is there for us, that those windows are open, that those doors are open. We need to step into our calling. We need to step into our purpose. And some of us need to step into maturity. Some of us need to step into a new job. Some of us need to step into humility. Some of us need to step into professions and careers that we once thought were not for us, but we find very enjoyable. And some people may think it's not a good career for you, but if you have a love for that, if you have a passion for that, don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. See, God has called us to do things with our name on it. And sometimes because it doesn't have other people's name on it, or it doesn't have the expectations that they want for you, we cancel them ourselves. We don't walk through that door. We don't open up that window, and we don't receive what God has for us because of the perceptions and expectations of others. But God, I pray right now that those people that are dealing with these things, that they can say, you know what, God, I want to trust you first, and then I want to walk into my calling. I don't want to look to my left or right. I don't want to get any more advice from people who don't recognize you, who don't fear you, and who don't follow you. I want to walk into my calling tomorrow. I don't want to wait until January 1st. I don't want to wait till Christmas. I want to give this person this gift. I want to call this person I haven't spoken to in a long time. I want to make a new relationship. I need to get out of this toxic one, and I need to start a new one. But we need to stop waiting, and we need to take hold of the things that we have control of. See, if God has our life, then all we need to do is just trust the process. And God, I pray that people listening to the sound of my voice can just trust the process. Yes, it might be unfamiliar. Yes, it might be uncomfortable. Yes, it might be a little scary. It might be a little scary. But God, if you are walking with me, I'd rather walk with you scared than walk without you. God, I pray that you give us calmness. I pray that you give us control over our mouth, control over our eyes. And God, that you allow us to see more through our faith eyes. There are people that are going through things that they have poured money and they have been waiting and waiting, and God is about to give it to you right now. But you have to be willing to say, it might not look like it's going to work, but God is with me as I move forward. It might not look like 2022 is when it's going to happen, but if I start right now, December 16th, if I give God the next 2 weeks, there is some powerful things that he is going to do just in time for you. So that when January 1st comes, you got what you've been praying for. You got what you've been working hard for. You got what you've been asking the Lord to do for you. God, I thank you so much. I am overwhelmed by your presence. I am overwhelmed by who you are. And I am so happy to choose right now as my first day of coming back. Come back to your passion. Come back to your presence. And come back to listening to the word of God. Come back to listening what you have for me. Come back to going to church alone sometimes. Come back to choosing my family. Come back to saying no to things that are wrong for me. And saying yes to things that only God would tell me to do. It's not too late to come back to the Father. God is always going to be there to dry your tears. God is always going to be there to hold your hand. But God is so much happier as long as you're choosing to say, God, I surrender. I am here and I am ready. I may not look like I'm ready. I may look like a hot mess. I may have a stuffy nose. I may have not done my hair. And I may not have the best clothes. But that doesn't matter, because when I come back to my Father hugs me. He embraces me and he tells me, I got you. So to the person right now that is praying with me and that is meditating and that is holding on to a promise, he got you. I want you to know that he got you. As long as you're willing to come back to him, he got you. He's seen you go through the mess. He's seen you go through the problems. And you might just be at the end of trying to solve things by yourself for a good reason. Because God has got you. God, I thank you for that next step that people are taking. The next step that I'm taking. The next step that my husband and I are taking. The next step that me and my family are taking. Our next step is happening tonight, today, this morning, on this day. We're not waiting for tomorrow. We're not waiting for next week. We're not even waiting for Christmas or New Year's. It starts today. You are amazing, God. And you are a wonderful God. And you are my creator and you love me. I thank you, God, for the anointing on my life and the anointing on the person listening. I thank you for the believers that are standing strong and firm in their faith. I thank you for the brothers and sisters that are reconnecting to the word of God. They are falling in love with the stories. They are listening to God's word and they are seeing things that they haven't been able to see. They didn't understand what that meant. They didn't understand what Psalms was about. They didn't understand what Peter was saying. They didn't understand the creation of the universe. But now they're reading the word of God and they're finding new ways of God showing them the delightful things that are coming upon them. What does it mean when Jesus said this? What does it mean when Paul said this? What does it mean? They're asking questions like, how do I apply this? How do I put this in my life? How do I share this? It's not so much if I want to do it now. It's not so much that I need help. It's how can I keep moving forward with God? How can I keep myself connected to God? How can I keep going to church? How can I keep going to Bible study? How can I keep connecting through praise and worship? How can I continue to give my tithes and offering? How, God? I may not know how. I may not know how long it's going to take until I'm better. But God, as long as you're with me and as long as you're holding my hand and as long as I don't go alone, I know that you got me. So God, I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord. And I bless the person that is listening. And I ask that, God, that you give them a wonderful weekend. that you give them a weekend that impacts their lives, that gets them closer to you, and Lord, that reminds them again that you got them. I thank you, God, because they're going to come back. They're going to listen to the episodes we have left for this year. And you're going to do greater things, Lord. Greater things are about to happen, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, amen. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast episode. This was Friday Prayer Wave, episode 45.0. Yeah. Episode 231, Friday Prayer Wave 45.0. Have a wonderful weekend and God bless.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Remix Movement for more updates. Be sure to check out our videos on YouTube and subscribe. Feel free to send us a DM with your feedback, questions, and any topics that you would like to hear in any of our future episodes. Thank you and God bless.